Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Last year, the artist Geraldine Carton staged an exhibition of work which focused on the reality of women of female bodies. That was called Sisters, Not Twins. This year, a documentary about the creation of that exhibition will feature as part of the Waterford Film Festival that launches on Sunday. It's called, quite simply, Boobs. Geraldine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And this started as a kind of a call out on Instagram.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, really, because this time 2 years ago now, I put a call out on my Instagram asking for women to get involved in this project that I had an idea of, which was all about, like you said, celebrating women's bodies and really portraying a real portrayal of women's bodies as they are, as opposed to how we see them in modern media or similarly even in traditional painting and artwork. I was doing an art course and I had to do a lot of work on art history, and I was really starting to get irked and enraged by how women's bodies had historically been portrayed as just so one-dimensional, so destructive to actual women's psyches, in the same way that we see today. And we know that there's a very particular way in which women's bodies are portrayed in modern media and in magazines and in social media. So in retaliation to this, and I guess rebellion and rejection to this, I wanted to create a show that really showcased women in a real light and showed the myriad of ways and forms that women can present themselves, and for it to be totally normalized as opposed to feeling like we are, you know, an anomaly by being in any way different. So I put this call out on my Instagram, hoping that maybe I'd get about, at best, maybe 20 women would get involved. But interestingly, it got picked up by a few breastfeeding pages. And I've since learned that breastfeeding pages on Instagram have very loyal and interested and active followings. So it kind of went, for me at least, a little bit viral. And within a week, I had over 300 women reaching out, expressing their interest in getting involved in this project. So it was amazing. I realized I really had struck a nerve here. And at the same time, as I was trying to sift through all these applications of women looking to get involved, this woman, Nicola Leddy, who's an Irish documentary filmmaker, got in touch saying she really liked the idea and she'd love to track the development and the creation of this show and the women who, some of the women who got involved, and my own story as well. So, you know, it, what started off as just an art exhibition turned into this huge art exhibition with over 100 women getting involved and over 100 paintings painted, 100 breast paintings, and then some more kind of more figurative work as well. It turned into this amazing, beautiful, like heartfelt documentary that Nicola made, which is now doing its film run at the moment through loads of film festivals. She's currently actually in New York at America's biggest film festival, Doc NYC. And that's all thanks to this grant we got from Catalyst Film Festival. So it's amazing that, you know, a film that just went on a €10,000 grant budget has now ended up in America and is just doing so well.
Yeah. Now, you got a big response, as you say, and you kind of basically took the first 100. Did you paint all the pictures? Was that a mixture of painting some of the pictures based on photographs and some of them were live modeling?
Yeah, exactly. So everyone who got involved sent me a selfie of their own breasts. And then we did some in-person sittings whereby I would have created more figurative works that were group portraits. So you see all that in the documentary as well. But it was amazing because we got such a range of women.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I suppose some women might go, no, just use the picture. I wouldn't be comfortable with live modelling because obviously they wouldn't have done it before. But then you had the added complication of saying, oh, yes, and there'll be a film crew with me as well. Did that change it for some people?
Well, yeah, but like what a daunting prospect for anyone to consider. I think it's just a testament to how brave and brilliant the women who did get involved were. You know, I don't know if I would have been brave enough to do what they did. And it was a real generosity of spirit and the way in which they shared their stories. And they can be really vulnerable. You know, anyone who sees the documentary will come away, I'm sure, with a sense of like awe and respect for the people who did share their stories. And, you know, they can be quite poignant and sad at times as well. But ultimately, I think it's a real show of sisterhood and solidarity and the impact and the positive impact that sharing stories in this way can have. Like, you know, I know the documentary at the moment or next week is going to be available online through the Waterford Film Festival website, which is amazing. For a week, people will be able to watch it at home because up to this point, it's only been available to see in kind of during film festivals. But it would be my dream for like women to come together in groups and do showings in their house or screenings in their house. Or even if any school teachers or principals were watching it, I would love for teenage girls in particular to watch this documentary. I think if I had seen something like this when I was younger, I would have had so many less issues with my own body and perception of what it, you know, it was to have an okay body or to feel comfortable with myself.
Mm. And the stories, because I assume because, you know, you, the initial request from you had been it was about women's bodies, but it was about breasts. And so any of the people who had volunteered for this had some either an issue with their breasts or some feeling about their breasts or some experience through their breasts.
Yeah, exactly. And it's unbelievable because to be honest, I think the vast majority of women have had some kind of a complicated relationship with their breasts or their body in general. And yeah, and like it's such a disrespect to women that we see breasts as such a reduced and reductified, you know, sex object, really, you know, it's a sex symbol. And yet we have this huge, you know, experience with our bodies from, you know, adolescence and growing boobs and the attention you suddenly get with them to, you know, if you get pregnant, how they change. And then breastfeeding can be so complicated and painful and, you know, infections and whatnot. And then ultimately they can kill you. So it's such a disrespect to the female experience that that could be just reduced down to sexy fun bags. And I mean this sincerely, but equally, you know, it was amazing because we did have women who had had mastectomies, had surgery, you know, there was trans women involved. There was, you know, just such a range of experiences that just can be summed up in breasts, which is unbelievable because I don't think you'd think it to just, you know, the word breasts, I don't think you'd expect such a myriad of stories to come out of it.
Yeah, because I suppose, to a degree, it's like I am not my breasts or that's just a part of me rather than, you know, that's the first thing you see and the only thing you talk about, you think about when you meet someone.
Yeah, but also like our society has such a strange relationship with women's breasts. You know, the fact that women's nipples are illegal on Instagram, for example, whilst men's nipples are allowed to be seen, I find it completely bewildering and bizarre and just deeply problematic because how are we to show the next generation, you know, that all people should be respected and all people's bodies should be respected if one half of society isn't allowed to show their body, even if it's, you know, not in a sexual sense. Like none of my paintings were in any way sexualized and yet Instagram would ban a lot of them or take them down. You know, that was a really frustrating experience of this. So it is amazing that Nicola and her amazing team that were female led has created something that anyone can access, you know, for years to come, not just be restricted to just an exhibition.
Yeah, indeed. Geraldine, thanks very much for speaking with us today. The name of the film is Boobs. If you Google Waterford Film Festival, it will be available online for the week that the festival is on.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. This Black Friday, Mars Pharmacy is making wellness simple and the savings are seriously impressive. It's the perfect time to look after your health from the inside out, starting with 25% off Simprove, the award-winning water-based supplement packed with billions of live and active bacteria to support gut balance, digestion and immunity. Because a healthy gut really does mean a healthier you.
You can also save up to 35% on Zuki's liposomal vitamins, from collagen to vitamin C. They're your daily boost for glowing skin and immune support. And if you're plant-based, there's 25% off Dr. Vegan, bringing clean, effective nutrition with zero compromise. From gut health to glowing skin, Mars has everything you need to feel your best this winter. Shop these Black Friday wellness deals and more in-store or online now at mars.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.